All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. Continue a little bit in the 10th parak of Chovos HaTalmidim. So if you remember again, the Rebbe introduced us yesterday to the idea that often we feel as if we are inherently contradictory beings. On one hand, the Rebbe told us that each of us has flaws. We each have negativity. We each have things which are broken. We each have negative proclivities and inclinations, which are there from birth, innate. Yet at the same time, the Rebbe said that we also explained that we also have innate kedusha. Kedusha, holiness, which runs deep, a reservoir of holiness which courses through us. And therefore says, so which one is it? Do I have innate holiness? Do I have innate negativity? And of course, well, the answer is both. So the Rebbe says, how could this be? And remember, he developed this idea that very often we only see things superficially and externally. But on a deeper level, when you look into something, you begin to see its true essence, you begin to see its true form. So the Rebbe says, essentially, those things which we view as shortcomings and negatives, if channeled and understood in the right way, can be transformed into incredible rays of light. And therefore, it turns out, even though the Rebbe doesn't say this explicitly, it's understood, it turns out that in fact, we're not contradictory beings. We have incredible holiness and beauty and goodness which courses through us. Just some of our inner beauty, some of our inner beauty and holiness looks beautiful and holy, and some of our inner holiness and beauty seems to look mundane and maybe even negative. But life is all about taking that negativity, all about taking some of that innate negativity and transforming it into rays of light. Im lo yadata, page Pei Dalid, middle of the page. Im lo yadata, halo shamata. If you do not actually know it, you have certainly heard that there are holy and celestial spheres. Shebahen ara Hashem ukedushaso mislavish. In those spheres, the light of God is clothed. Now, the Rebbe is going to tell us in just a moment. These are very esoteric concepts, and we're not focusing on this. You're going to see why the Rebbe is bringing this down. He says va'al yideihen miskale. And it's the job of these spheros, it's the job of these celestial spheres to take the divine energy, clothe them, and ultimately enable God to go ahead and run our world. And if the Rebbe says, you're thinking to yourself, I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about. I don't know what spheros are, I don't know what these celestial spheres are, I don't know what you're talking about. Because this is a good reason, says Rabbi, you might not understand this, it's because these are Kabbalistic concepts. And because they are Kabbalistic concepts, therefore again, if I'm not in possession of this more esoteric body of knowledge, so at the end of the day I'm not going to understand it, but that's okay. Ultimately, again, we say in our davening that to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, belongs the greatness, the strength, the grandeur, the eternality, and the splendor. Umi bachem shelo yomer achar sfiras haomer. And is there anyone amongst us who doesn't say after we count sfira, ma shepagamti b'sfira chesed shebechesed, chesed shebegvura, chesed shebetiferes? So the Rebbe presupposes over here that we say those little small lines after we count the sfira, right? Remember again, for most of us, we're just happy if we're still counting with a bracha from the seventh day and on. The Rebbe presupposes that we're actually saying the supplemental pieces afterwards. And after Sfira Sa'omer, so ultimately, again, what we say is, this counting should go ahead and atone for that which I have blemished in the sfira of Chesed Shebechesed. Chesed Shebegvura, what does this refer to? This refers to different celestial spheres. This refers to the idea that, again, we're going to get into this, but my actions here have an impact above. To the point that when I do something here, if it's negative, it can impact Shamayim. It can impact the celestial sphere. Sphera, which in certain respects is kind of like a resetting of the clock. Pesach is a new beginning, working up towards Shavuos. So Sfira gives me the opportunity to potentially remedy those things which I have blemished and negatively impacted over the course of the year. So the Rebbe goes on, Umi osan siras kidoshos, himshich kidoshi srala aragam atoch kirbenu, am kirovo, kimo hamidos asher b'marom, kein gam hamidos asher heir banu, ritzono bahem lehislabish, ves kidushoso bahem legalos. So it's actually interesting that without getting into these spheros, right, without getting into these layers of the celestial abode, if you notice again, they have different descriptive names. There's chesed shebechesed, pure unadulterated kindness, chesed shebigvura, kindness, chesed charity, well, kindness that is cloaked in gvura, strength. So, explains the Rebbe, all of these represent different levels of divine behavior and divine interaction with this world. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us with complete chesed. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us with chesed, which is interspersed or sprinkled with gevura. God interacts with us in different ways all of the time. Says the Rebbe something amazing. Why is the knowledge of these spheros important? So of course, because it allows us to understand God, that's for sure. But in addition to that, what the Rebbe wants for us is, again, look at that Lashon again. He says, Umin osan sfiros kidoshos, from those spheros, Himshich kidosh Yisrael ha'ara gamal toch kerbenu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates energy in the spheros above, and he channels that energy into us. Right? This is in Chassidus what's called the Shefa. Shefa refers ultimately again to the divine energy, which is channeled from above and channeled into us. Those energies which exist in the spheros, those different types of energies which exist in the spheros, begin above and are channeled into us. He goes on, he says, Am krovo, ki mo amidos asher b'marom. And therefore, again, each of us possess the midos inside of us that are reflective of the midos above. Gam kin hamidos asher he'er banu, ritzono bahen lehislabish, ves kidushoso bahen legalos. And so to the very midos which HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself possesses. What does God want from us? God wants from us to clothe ourselves with those very same midos as well. And to reveal the holiness of God which resides within us, to reveal that holiness ultimately again to others. Or I should say, to reveal that holiness within ourselves. Last paragraph, page Pei Dalet. He says, B'midas ha-chesed asher banu. See, he explains very beautifully. For example, the midah of chesed that is within us. Each of us has a capacity for chesed, a capacity for charitable kindness. Sheishtalshus min sfiras chesed v'ava alyona, avas Hashem liYisrael, v'avas hamalochim ba'avodas borom. So remember again, this is... Oh, you know what I realize? I think I skipped the paragraph. Okay, fine. So the Rebbe says something incredible. He says, for example, the midah of chesed, which we possess within ourselves. So where does that chesed come from? The chesed that's innate to us. This idea that innately, we want to do good. We want to be good. We want to share and to give to others. Where does that come from? He says, sheyishtalshus min sfiras chesed v'ava alyona. Avas Hashem liYisrael. That chesed comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rimo Shalom is a Baal Chesed. Why is he a Baal Chesed? Because ultimately, again, he loves Klal Yisrael. He loves humanity. He loves the Malachim. And therefore, again, he showers them with life and with vitality. Kimo Sheomrim B'Kedushas Yoser, V'Nosnim B'Ava Rishus Gam Banu Rak Kedusha Teira V'Rak B'Kedusha Ba Nif'al Le'ahoves Hashem Yisbarach, Es Torasa HaKidosha Ves Yisrael. So for example, and this is really incredible, our sense of chesed comes from where? Comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Ribon Shalom loves us, loves humanity, loves the Malachim, and therefore again, that trickles down from the Sfiros into us, into our souls. And therefore, what's our job? Our job is to use that midah of chesed, and of course, to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to love one another, to love Torah, to ultimately, again, take that ability and capacity for kindness and somehow use it in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. B'midas HaGvura. What about the divine attribute of Gvura? So we'll say Gvura is an interesting need. The Gvura means strength, but sometimes what that Gvura also means is a certain level of din, a certain level of strict justice. How do we use our Gvura? B'midas HaGvura near Ehu, top of Pehe. Near Ehu, B'ira Amitis. Our job in Yira is ultimately, again, to channel that reverence into our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Below Ava B'ira near Demis Bilvad, Sheish Be'etzem V'teva Ish Yisrael Hashem, Ava V'ira She'eno Margish Osam, Ben Libo Mefarches V'lo Mizdazia Mehem. And again, our job or our goal in our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not simply to enjoy a superficial love or a superficial Yira, the type of love or the type of year that doesn't move a person. That's not our job. Rather, the job of the Jew ultimately, again, is to awaken my Ava, to awaken my Yira in a profound relationship sense with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a person should daven, Ana Hashem, Karveni Na Elecha, please, Yibon Shalom, bring me close to you. Why have you hidden your face from me? Why have you distanced me from your holiness? My desire and my want to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be like a child who is distanced from a parent and yearns to come home. Sichlo mispael umefarches el aviv. The intellect is overwhelmed and desires his father until the heart ultimately yearns and pines for him. So we'll stop over here for today, but just understand what the Rebbe is saying. The Rebbe is setting up a model, and you're going to see how it's going to tie back to the beginning of the Perek. But the model is that the different aspects of our persona and the different midos we possess, be it chesed, be it gvura, be it a variety of other things which we're going to discuss, stem from the spheros, stem from the celestial circles or the celestial levels in Shemayim. In each of those levels, divine behaviors actualize, divine behaviors, divine attributes materialize. It's in those spheros then that energy is sent down to us, and we, our job, is to actualize and internalize those very same midos in the pursuit of building ourselves, building our lives, building our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and building our relationship with the other, and building our relationship with the self. All right, we'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem. Continue the 10th Perek on tomorrow.